T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Jimmy Watkins is going to join us at high noon. Tim May, 1 o'clock. And we'll continue talking. I want to talk some baseball with the World Series because it looks like that might go. Hopefully it goes seven games. I do. I'm just, as an outsider, I want it to go seven games.
It's tough to beat Yamamoto right now.
Yeah.
So it's been on one.
Kind of feels like it's going that way. And then Tim May, I want to get into Ohio State and Penn State today too. And of course we got to get into some Halloween stuff, right? I mean, there's no way we're going to avoid that today.
Without question. It must happen. It must.
I just want to make sure.
We have advice we need to hand out. And Lord knows our children and nieces and nephews won't listen to us. So damn it, you people are getting our advice.
I got to be honest. I want to hear somebody say, don't trade Miles. We've been sitting here for an hour, and no one has. I want to hear the argument on why you wouldn't trade him now.
I'd love to hear it.
I haven't heard it
I'm
yet.
Wide open.
There will be no
pushback. There will be no fight. I want to hear your argument.
I mean, I can make an argument to keep Miles Garrett. Why would you want to mess up a defense that already has you going? You only have to fix the offense going into next year if you want to come back, and you've got 2 first round picks. And so you did a decent job of drafting players this year. Why would you want to walk away from a defense that feels like it's at times one of the best in the NFL this year? Why would you do that? How many are you going to be able to replace Miles Garrett? No, you're not. You're not replacing Miles Garrett. So you're asking for a deficiency on defense if you make that move. Is it worth it?
If I can find a way to trade one blue chip player. God, the problem is this roster is so devoid of talent. Let's be honest. All right, let's look at this really quick. And if I miss somebody, correct me accordingly.
Okay.
You got a blue chipper in Miles Garrett, right?
Yep.
Best player, and I'm calling a blue chip one of the 5 best players of their position.
Yeah.
I would put Denzel Ward as a blue chip player when he's on the field and healthy.
Okay.
So you got 2 right there.
Okay.
I think Swesinger is already at least a red chip guy, and we'll call a red chip guy a top 10 player at his position.
Okay.
So you got that going for you. Mason Graham is, the arrow is pointing up on Mason Graham. So you seem like you're in a decent place with that. Tyson Campbell so far has looked good. Let's see how it continues to look. But boy, that guy is fast as all get out, isn't he? Good golly.
It's fun.
So, and Grant Delpit. Grant Delpit is probably a blue chipper, or you know what? Grant Delpit is probably a red chipper with the potential by the end of the year to be a blue chipper.
Yeah, he's playing that way.
He's been awesome. He's going to probably make it all pro this year, which is phenomenal.
Okay.
So there's where your defense sits. So I got 3 blues and a red. All right. So I got 4 guys there on the offensive side of the ball.
You have two guys on the offensive side of the ball that appear to be today, let's be honest, today as long-term assets for the offense. It's right. Fannin and Judkins.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise, you just don't know. I mean, I don't, and I say that where I believe Ninjoku is, you know, I'm not red blue, but I'm somewhere.
He's one of the top.
Consistent.
He's top 15.
Yeah.
He's top 15.
But I don't know what David's long term future is on this. I'm talking about long term future.
But I
believe they think Isaiah Bond can be that guy, can be one of those guys.
Rookies are bad. I'm willing to give you time. I will always say that, and I know it's meant to be mean. Rookies are bad, and if you look better at the end of the season than you do at the beginning of the season, it's a success. Always think of Darius Garland. Darius Garland was one of the worst players in basketball his rookie year. Rookies are bad. As long as it looks better by the end of the season,
well, some rookies are bad. Some guys, I mean, we have Carson Schwetzinger walked out there and looked like he's been playing for 5 years in the NFL.
Okay, I will rephrase that.
Okay.
The majority of rookies are bad.
The majority of rookies need some patience. I'll give you
that. And that's what I mean.
I'll come back around.
That's what I mean by bad. When they get on the field, you look at them and go, oh my gosh, this guy is a mess. And by the end of the year, if it looks better than it did in the beginning of the year, you feel good about it and could consider it possibly a success. Very few rookies come in and make an immediate, unbelievable impact on your team. Typically, it's year two, year three.
G, Cleveland. What's up, G?
All right, G.
Hey, G.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? We're kicking around this Charles Robinson thing.
I just want to say, talking about Andrew Berry and his draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll credit for this year as far as the defense, but we need to understand that Jim Schwartz runs the defense. So, with that said, they drafted the best players. Now, since Andrew Berry has been the
GM
on the offense, who have we drafted under Stefanski and Berry that has progressed and done well? Now, and the point I'm trying to make is, the last time that we drafted good offensive players, it was under Dorsey.
Right.
The guy that's now Detroit. So it clearly shows that the Browns devalue offensive players. And the issue is not the defense. The Browns need to concentrate on the offense. It is terrible. The basic plays that NFL teams, even during preseason runs, we can't even execute. It's not even about Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, or any of that. It's about executing the plays. The coaches are in charge of getting these guys together. And Stefanski has done nothing to improve it. Luck played a lot.
So you're saying are you saying that Stefanski has had the talent to make this team better? I'm just clean up what you're saying there. I'm just trying to figure out what the main point is.
No. I'm saying is that Andrew Berry and Stefanski, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
They didn't concentrate on the offense. How on God's green earth you're not going to draft? How are you going to take a third round pick and not draft a wide receiver or a good offensive?
Have you seen his history of third round draft picks with wide receivers? It's not exactly stellar. Thank you, G. Appreciate it.
They would come back and say, we view Isaiah Bond as a third round pick. They've paid him accordingly. That's what they would tell you.
Okay.
I'm not impressed yet. Again, still time.
Who's theirs? I mean, if you look at Andrew's guys,
so Tillman,
Andrew has one first round pick on this team. One, Mason Graham. That's it.
Yeah, and he biffed Wills.
Okay,
that pick flopped.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you want to go back and look at a general manager and go say he wasn't a very good general. He has one first round pick on this team. One. You want to talk? You talked about the offense, guys that he's picked. everybody that is a draft pick that's essentially a starter this year, Fannin, Gabriel, Judkins, right? Sampson, if you want to call him a starter. You could put Shador in that. I'm just saying, with the possibility to start.
Right, they are starters.
You're not
now.
Getting a whole lot. And it's this year, last year. Zinter, Whipler, Thrash, that's all on offense.
They are starters.
Ford's from 22. Ford was in the 22 draft. So
now, the quality of those starters is another conversation.
Right, I'm just saying.
But they are starters.
Homegrown.
Right.
Jim in Strongsville, save me. Hi, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, listen, I make that trade. I understand all the emotional reasons not to. I really do. Mm-hmm. The problem is, look, by keeping Miles around and we're trying to win, the charade, the curtain's been pulled back. The charade is over. I mean, by keeping Miles, what are you really doing? You're not doing anything for Miles. You're really not helping your team long term because you're not in a position to. And I would say, you say, well, do you trust Andrew Berry? His last draft was good. No. Andrew Berry's gone. Listen. His last draft was nice. It was nice. I don't know that I would call it exceptional. You look at this team right now and you look at their three biggest places of need: quarterback, wide receiver, and line. And those to me are blue chip important areas where you pay guys. Andrew Berry's had 6 years and he's whiffed everywhere at those
Jim,
three spots.
So if you can him, who you bring in?
See, I don't like that assumes that there's no names out there. I'm that inside baseball guy that knows who's out there where. My guess would be that there's plenty of qualified individuals to be general managers of NFL football teams out there. I mean, this idea that if you don't have somebody, I get it. You want to have somebody in mind when you talk about the coach, but I'm not there with the GM. But okay. I understand what you're saying. I'm just Look, it's the same thing we had the other day when Ross Tucker was on with the guys. We're supposed to accept this mediocrity because it's the best we've had since they've been back. That's the dumbest idea ever. Sorry, you serfs, you only deserve to have this. This is the best it's going to get for you.
Also the other side of it, which is the grass greener in the unknown than it is in the known? That's more the question that I was asking. That's kind of how I meant it.
6 years. Dan, how have the 6 years been for you?
What do they need? Twice?
What do they need? 10 years? Were they ever a Super Bowl contender in any of those years? And I take 2020 out of it. I'm going to say this. 2020 was such – please let's discount 2020 and take it out. And the reason I say that is with COVID that year, it was such a weird year. I don't think you could put anything historically on somebody's record from that year and say say that that was any kind of sign of what something was going to be or should have been or was. Because I just don't believe that. I think it was just a one-off year.
Okay, I'm really going to tick you off. You ready? Does that mean we have to then get rid of blaming Andrew Berry for the Jedrick Wills pick? Because that was that same draft.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think – I know, and here's why. Because he basically took a guy who, is what we found out, doesn't really like football. Doesn't really like playing football. Is he even playing? Is he even on a roster right now?
He's recovering from an injury. That's what they say.
Sure. You took a guy who didn't like football. I mean, that's right up there with taking the cornerback that didn't even work out for the team way back when we took him in the first round. That's 101. That's a personality thing. You should be able to tell in an interview whether a guy really likes football or not. So no, I'm not going to give him free pass on that. I'm just saying, Dan, I get what you're saying.
No. I appreciate the conversation because it's making me think. I appreciate that.
But after 6 years, this is where we're at. And you can say that there were all these different factors that factored into it. Every team and every organization, maybe not to this extreme or this level, has wrenches thrown into the gears at some point in time. It's how you react to those gears. It's how you overcome those. It's what you do to do, and Andrew Berry's done a fine job. And I'll say fine. He's done an okay job, bringing in free agents at wide receiver. But look, his drafts are just bad. There's nothing. Whipler's the only guy that he's taken that looks like he's ready to step into the offensive line role next year. That's a problem. I mean, and I get it. They didn't have first round picks, and some years they didn't have second round picks. But at the end of the day, you got to hit later in the draft if you want to be successful. You got to at least get players. So no, I'm done with this experiment.
Hmm. All right, thank you, Jim. I know better than to do this, and I started looking back at drafts.
Stop it. He's not here. You don't have to appease him by playing his games.
I'm not. I look back.
Don't play Jeff Phelps games.
This is a personal thank you to Joel Bitonio for saving the 2014 draft. Thank you, Joel. appreciate you. Appreciate everything you've done for this team.
Nobody because wins when I look when you at play this game.
When I look at the hot garbage that was right there with you, that you were picked with, especially the two guys that got picked in front of you, you know, he started talking about guys that don't want to play football. What in the world were they thinking when they picked Justin Gilbert? Oh, what in the world were they? Who?
Nobody wins.
Like the All right, I won't even go there. I'm done.
Don't do it. It's bad for your health.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more with the Browns, and then I want to talk some baseball because, you know, I hope this thing goes seven games.
You're better off eating six Reese's Cups. Those are better for your health than you reading that thing.
Why? So Phelps can destroy my dream of Reese's Cups again?
Fine. You're better off eating six Snicker bars than reading that. It's better for your health.
I love Reese's Cups. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. My whole life. Then 3 years ago, he goes, you know, there's a lot of salt in there. And now all I taste is salt. He ruined my Halloween. It's a good thing he's not here to defend
himself.
Coming
up next, list of things that Jeff Phelps has ruined, and we'll play music under it.
Oh, that does sound good. Basket of Phelps, Dan Menigan. Basket of Phelps, Dan Menigan is in today. You are at 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Charles Robinson putting out the report. Saying that the Eagles, perhaps they're not. The Eagles aren't saying it, but what did he say? High-ranking officials from around the NFL, or what was the word? Exact word that he used there, Dan.
Little bit of news starting to come down. Uh-oh. Adam Schefter, ESPN. Chris Greer, the GM of the Dolphins, has been removed as general manager. Chris Greer, according to multiple reports, the general manager of the Dolphins have mutually agreed to part ways. So we have seen a GM fall during the regular season. Now,
Chris Greer, do you want him? 216-474-0092. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it. I don't want to play that game.
All right. So Charles' side of it?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but we can replay this. This is courtesy of 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Our buddy Charles Robinson, the senior NFL reporter from Yahoo Sports, had this to say. Came to a potential interest in Myles Garrett.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, you know, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett and how he'd give up like three first round picks for him, which, you know, if it's coming for the Eagles, those are three late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process. You know, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board unless you're lucky. But yeah, so that's kind of like this rumor that's out there that, hey, like Howie would really love a shot at him. But again, I was told by the Browns they're not interested in moving him.
All right. Well.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Daryl Ryder sent me a... I saw Daryl, and then we started texting after this.
Ding!
Daryl had a tweet, at Right or Wrong Fan. By the way, I think I've spent more time with Daryl this week than I have in the history of my life.
You really have spent a lot of time with Daryl.
I mean, he's been on our show, twice? Mm-hmm. And then I co-hosted with him.
As well.
Bad word. Did that on Tuesday with him. So he said this on X. Something to keep in mind, every major trade Browns have made under Andrew Berry has come out of left field. Berry does not leak possibilities or proposals. He works in silence, and he requests the same from general managers that he works with. Again, Daryl Ryder on X, at Right or Wrong Fan. Should I do it the way Daryl would do it? You got to keep this in mind. Every major trade the Browns have ever made under Andrew Berry comes out of left field. Come on. Berry doesn't leak possibilities or proposals. He works in silence. Then he requests the same with the GMs that he works with. Ah!
Well, good. Then I don't have to have you ask me that question next week. That's the best news I've heard all day.
See? I think I was a little over the top for him there. Just a tad.
Mackenzie, make sure you mark that and grab that for me if you don't mind. And if it's not moment of the show, boy, that's a tough contender.
Oh, it's going to be.
Okay, good. You're good at what you do back there. I appreciate you. Because that's going to be a drop, too. That was well done. That was a hell of a dramatic reading, I must say.
Thank you. Still never better than Jeff Phelps Reed's rap. Like, it doesn't get any better than that.
That was dope.
Yes, it was. Bail me out, John in Akron. Hey, John.
How are you, John?
Hey, guys. Love the show. And glad you got some Daryl time to make it through the day. You know,
he's always here.
A movie and I didn't think I'd like it, but I did. That Ford versus Ferrari.
That's a really good movie.
There's a line in that movie that you can't win by committee. You have to have someone in charge, and the Browns don't. You know, they got both Stefanski and Barry answering to Jimmy. And then you got this, data guy that nobody knows what he does. And they got 6 years of stability with that model, and it got us here. You know, so my fear is, let's say we trade Miles. Let's say we get 3 number ones and package them with other 2 number ones, and we get the quarterback of Andrew Berry's dreams. What's the chances his dream quarterback is going to be the one that works? You know,
good point.
I do not trust this administration to do the next rebuild because they got us here. So I ask you guys, because I don't know, is Bill Polian available? Is Bruce Arians available? Is there a way to give Dorsey
Bruce Arians is doing so middays now on ESPN.
Yeah, so Bruce Arians has a desk in Tampa Bay, and I don't know how much he visits that desk in any way, shape, or form, but I know he has a desk in Tampa Bay in some kind of job title. Bill Polian was really happy doing ESPN for a while, and I don't know what he's doing now. That's a good question, though, John.
Hey, John, you're a big Ford versus Ferrari fan. That movie, you loved it?
It was a good one.
I did.
You did? All right, so listen to me. Are you married, dude? Are you married?
31 years.
All right, buddy. Dude, let me help you help yourself. If you like Ford versus Ferrari,
oh, good, great.
Katerina Belf is her last name. She's Molly Miles in that movie. She's also in a thing called Outlander. Dude, watch it with your wife.
I know the actress.
I'm just telling you, watch it with your wife. And you're going to call me back and go, Baskin, great move. Thank you. Appreciate it. Trust me. Trust me on that one. All right?
I will trust you this once.
Okay, just once.
One time.
That's all I asked.
One time.
I'm just saying, if you made it 31 years, you probably don't need my help, but Dude, I just helped you out. Just trust me on that.
And if he gets it wrong, you're more than welcome to call back and yell at him for it, and I'll turn his mic off.
Everybody yells at me every day. What's the difference? Story of my life. Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
I thought it was only Daryl.
No, Daryl. Actually, Daryl and I are pretty civilized on these.
I know. On these things, but fun.
Man, when he gets on a roll,
he gets cooking.
Oh man,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you can't. The energy that kid brings, and it's like, where is it coming from? Like, he weighs like 4 pounds. He's a scarecrow. I told him he should dress like a scarecrow too.
Pretty good scarecrow, yeah.
Oh, it's scary. Scary is emotional strength. Booker's in Streetsboro. What up, Booker?
All right, Booker.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you doing?
Man.
I went to high school with a kid
named.
No, I went to school with a guy named Booker.
Those are my family members, all of them from Heights.
Oh, they are?
But I went to Shaw.
Sorry. My mom went to Shaw, man. It's all good. Keep going.
Yeah, so my question today is, are we really giving Andrew Berry a fair shake, knowing that he hasn't had a first-round pick in 3 years because of the debacle of Deshaun Watson, or therefore whoever chose to pick him up for all of the money that they did?
So I said it earlier today, Booker, exactly what you're saying.
Well, Booker,
I said that.
It's funky because if you start looking at the ledger of Andrew Berry, there are moves that you really like, and there are moves that you're like, what in God's grand? Like the third round kicker, right? What, K. Dirk was a third rounder, correct? He's either a third or a fourth rounder, but drafting the kicker is one of those that's on there where you're like, okay, buddy, what are we doing here? You don't draft kickers. They're like used cars. You drive them till they clunk and you go get a new one.
That's very true. And that's a head scratcher, but you know, even trying to pick an offensive lineman, he went after the guys that he thought, especially being an Alabama guy, you thought that was your left tackle for a number of years to come. You know, so are we truly giving him a fair shake?
I guess part of it depends on how you view the Deshaun Watson deal. That's the first one. If you just saw the 2025 draft, you'd be okay. You'd be like, all right, hey, man, they did something right. But, if you go back to his first draft, Delpit, okay?
That's right? A win.
Yeah.
That's a win.
I'm looking for the wins on there, you know? Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Harrison,
in there. J-O-K
Harrison
was a
Bryant,
win.
Nick Harris, Donovan Peoples-Jones. We banked our hopes on a 6-round quarterback at one point. Think about that one. Greg Newsom, traded him.
Greg Newsom will be a 10-year pro, 15-year pro. That's a win.
You know, JOK, you're right. Anthony Schwartz lives the legend of failed third-round wide receivers on this team, right?
That's true.
He started it, right?
He started it, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Booker, tell all those people I went to school with. I said, hey, what's up? I remember.
Man,
you.
I love you, man. You
thanks.
Guys, take it easy. But have a good holiday, good weekend, all that.
You too. Give out the good candy tonight, like, please. Thank you.
Like, for every Amari Cooper trade that you look at and you go, all right, that was a really good trade, and the contract after it was really good as well, then there's the Jerry Jeudy trade where you traded for him, which is fine, and then you decided to pay him. And now the only place you could find him is on the milk carton.
It's true. Booker, man. I think Booker, I was like fifth, sixth grade with Booker. I know this is a crazy story. Guy was like, he was a man in fifth and sixth grade. I think he wore suits to school in fifth grade. Like, total suits. I think we thought, I think he had smoker's hack too in fifth grade. I'm not going to lie. And I remember it like, I was like.
It feels like the Simpsons episode where Bart goes and works for Fat Tony and the mob.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was intimidated. That's how I knew the name right away. I was like, Booker, line one. I was like, yes, Booker, what can I do for you, Booker? What can we do? How can I help you out?
Kid makes it
sometimes,
unbelievable.
Man, people, Manhattan. It's amazing how some people just, they have an air of respect, right? Like, they just walk into the room and you're like, yes, sir, what can I do for you? Doesn't matter how old you are, you're like, how are you? Nice to see you. And then messing with you.
And then there are some people like me who walk into everywhere and have no respect, no matter what age anyone is.
No, I'm asking you what kind of candy you're giving out tonight, and you're telling me adult candy, and I'm like, that fits your bill, music man.
I was going to say, I have no respect no matter what room I walk into. People who know me, people who don't know me, children, adults, they're all immediately looking at me going, yeah, no, this isn't happening. This isn't a serious person.
I do want to get into baseball here. How pumped are you for tonight, this weekend? I hope this doesn't – I mean, I hope they go to a Game 7. I really do. I love Game 7. Love it, except when it takes down one of our teams. But
the best. Right. They're the absolute best. I'm pumped. I'm good either way. If it's Blue Jays in six, fantastic. Like, that'll be really fun. It'll be fun to watch Canada go.
Are you happy for
nuts.
Mark?
Yes.
Are you happy for the front office in Toronto? I am, too.
Happy for Shane Bieber. Happy for Vladdy Jr. Happy for Bo Bichette. Happy for everybody who has been there for a long period of time, who was there from the very beginning of this thing when they decided to turn it around. Happy for Gausman, who's had a really interesting career. Like, there's a lot of guys on that team that are really easy to root for. Andrés Giménez, Ernie Clement, Miles Straw. You could throw all those guys in there, too. Shane Bieber. You know, all those guys deserve these kind of things. It would be awesome. If it goes to Game 7, fantastic. We're all here for Game 7s. Like, you know, winner takes all. Everything's on the table. I mean, they're already talking that Ohtani might either open that game or they may try to bring him out of the bullpen if they need him, too, for Game 7, which would be just nuts. You know, that would turn into the WBC where, what was it? It was Japan versus the U.S. when they brought Ohtani in to face Mike Trout. Like, you're going to run into that situation again, which is just so darn cool. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you the one thing I really want to happen. If the Blue Jays win the World Series, okay, I want Ross Adkins, who was here, and Mark Shapiro to show up for the champagne ceremony with T-shirts and shorts on to pay tribute to Paul Dolan, Chris Antonetti, Chernoff, for the time that they won the American, for the last time they won the American League to get to the World Series. And those guys didn't have clothes, and they had to go to the clubhouse manager to get clothes to go in, and then they were on national TV, and they, I was just like, what are these guys wearing? That would be a beautiful tribute if those two guys could pull it off and in Toronto. And I don't know. I'm rooting for those guys. I'm rooting for all those guys that played for the Guardians on Toronto. But, you know, I don't know. I wish it was us. It's not us. So they didn't leave on bad terms, did they?
No.
None of those guys left on bad terms. So you never know what's coming tomorrow. All right, let's talk some more baseball. Let's dive into this thing. I want more of your thoughts. Who are you rooting for? I'll be honest with you. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in tonight. Don't be scared. It's Halloween in Toronto, too. It is the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Toronto leads the series three games to two. We need a Cleveland tie, so we turn to the man who is our Cleveland tie at MLB.com. He is the pride of the east side of Northeast Ohio. He is Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com on the Fan Hotline. Anthony, how are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Dan and Andy. Dandy. I'm good. Could this be my first international appearance? I don't know. Maybe
it is.
Maybe the 2016 ALCS.
Is there a tariff on this or no?
Well,
I'll be billing you shortly.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're just making sure.
Have you found out? Do they do Halloween in Toronto?
You know, I'm going to find out soon.
I don't know if they do. My guess would be yes.
Why? Just because Thanksgiving is a different day?
I think they do. You know, years ago I was in Italy on Halloween, and we were on a tour, and the tour guide said, you know, the kids, they go to the disco for Halloween, but they don't know why.
All right, just so this is going to drive me crazy. Halloween is a holiday observed in Canada and in many other countries on October 31st. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, timeanddate.com.
Well, so
timeanddate.com just helped me out on that one. Thank you.
You know they're accurate.
Yes.
But the question more is like candy. Do you hand out candy in Canada and all that kind of stuff?
It is the second largest commercially.
Are we all just hanging out at the discotheque?
Hang on a second. It is the second, one of the second largest traditions in Canada.
Outstanding.
What, next to Boxing Day? I don't know.
Outstanding.
Why don't we have Boxing Day here? October 31st.
Boxing's really gone by the wayside, you know? Golden Gloves and whatnot.
All right, before we get in a fight with Keith over not talking about baseball here, I got to be honest, after the 18-inning game, I thought this was all Dodgers. Man, was I wrong.
Yeah, a lot of us were. I think a lot of us thought this was all Dodgers going into the series. And it's interesting because I like the Blue Jays style of play a lot. It's really fun to watch in this environment. They have power with contact. So it's like if you added power to the Guardians, you know, if that's the Blue Jays offense, they play good defense. So they have all the things that could play up in October and has played up in October. But it was just like when you look at the series coming in and every day, the Dodgers had the starting pitching advantage, and both teams had shaky bullpen situations. So it just felt like, you know, the Dodgers could have a commanding edge here. But it is fascinating, though, guys. Like, every time this has happened where, you know, one team sweeps its LCS and the other team goes seven games and its LCS, the team that has gone seven games goes on to win the World Series. It might not happen here because the Dodgers could still win this thing. They got Yamamoto tonight. But
yeah,
so far that trend is playing out, and that's wild to me.
Anthony Kastrovitz, MLB.com, joining us on the hotline. The crazy thing about this, too, Anthony, is the fact that the entire Dodgers lineup since that 18-inning game has seemed to have fallen into a total slump. It's unbelievable to see guys with MVP votes being this bad, you know, and MVP awards in their closets being this bad against this Toronto pitching staff. Do you think Toronto figured a way out to pitch to the Dodgers, or is this just a cold streak?
Well, the Dodgers swept that series against the Brewers in the NLCS, but they didn't. It wasn't like an overwhelming offensive performance aside from, you know, their starting pitcher in game four hitting three home runs. Aside from that, you know, it wasn't like, you know, they were tearing the cover off the ball. So so that has carried on in this series. And, you know, that's the reason the game went to 18 innings in game three is everybody was just kind of swinging for the fences. Nobody was able to generate any offense on either side for the longest time. I mean, the Blue Jays, you know, the Blue Jays have good pitching, but I think they've pitched above and beyond their capabilities in this series against the Dodgers team that, you know, the point has been made that the 18 inning game probably took more out of the Dodgers than the Blue Jays just because they're older, you know? And you had Ohtani, you know, pitching the next day after getting on base nine times. I mean, it's just, you know, the wear and tear was a little worse on them, but I can't emphasize enough, like, we could be having an entirely different conversation 24 hours from now because of who they have on the hill tonight. So it's funny how these series, like, you know, the emotions sway so wildly back and forth. And if the Dodgers were to force a game seven, you know, then the pressure's on the Blue Jays because they've never won it. So, but they did win a game seven in the LCS. So it could be a lot of fun here this weekend.
What are your thoughts on Yamamoto tonight, especially for a guy that's gone the distance? And then all of a sudden, I mean, do you pay the price at some point when you go the distance as many times as he has recently?
It's hard to say, you know.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle!
every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Pitchers come over from Japan. They're on different schedules over there, and that's the biggest adjustment for them. Coming to the States, coming to MLB, and he has made that adjustment here. They've been able to accommodate his schedule basically. But now you're in the postseason, and you're right. I mean, you're getting deepest you've ever pitched in the year, most things you've ever pitched, and it's hard to maintain that. But if anybody can do it, it's that guy, because there's no one way he gets people out. I mean, he's got six or seven pitches. He throws the kitchen sink at you, and so no start, has to necessarily look like the last, facing the same team twice in a series. It's not the same penalty for him that it might be for other guys. So we'll see how he does tonight. But yeah, he's coming off two straight complete games, which in this era, as you guys know, is so unusual. I was actually looking it up. The last guy to throw two complete games in a World Series was Tom Glavin back in 1992. So it's been a long time.
Well,
I don't know if he'll do it tonight because, it's an elimination game for them, and they can't, the first sign of difficulty for him, they got to be maybe aggressive with the bullpen. But, if he were to throw another complete game in a win, to avoid elimination, that would be pretty historic.
I mean, think about 20. What if he, 27 straight innings is what you'd be looking at there.
That's sooner than I thought. I figured he would come back to the guy who was sitting behind home plate in the Dodger game.
Well, here's the other fascinating line here, too. I mean, is Ohtani coming out of the bullpen, or are you moving him over? I mean, like, you could have him close if you're on the line, right? I mean, your season's over if you don't win. So,
yeah, it's, they wouldn't do that in the season. There's always been talk of, like, well, should Ohtani be a reliever? But you can't do it in the season because, like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't jury rig a schedule in the bullpen. You don't know when you're going to need him. It's dicey because if you take him out of the game as a DH and put him in as a reliever, he then, if there's a defensive inning after that, he then has to play the outfield in order to stay in the game, which he hasn't done at all, but he is willing to do. We're in the last game or two of the World Series. I think anything's on the table, including Ohtani in relief. So, that would be pretty fun to see.
That'd be awesome.
Do we see Springer in the starting lineup today, Anthony?
I think so. I mean, based on what they were saying yesterday, I mean, he has to, check all the boxes pregame. But, they seem to be in that way. It's crazy because, an injured oblique is usually a couple months. We're at a time of year where guys will do whatever it takes to suit up and play. So he's going to do that, I think, tonight.
Look, you've been around Mark Sparrow and Ross Adkins since you started, right? Your thoughts on their approach to this, and can they get there and win a world? Like, I'll be super happy for those guys if they can win this thing.
Oh, me too, definitely. They came here at the end of 2015, going into 2016, and it was a really awkward situation because Alex Anthopoulos had just gotten this team back in contention in 2015 and then 2016. Both of those years, they go to ALCS, and it was just super awkward because, here comes Mark and Ross, and the team is good, and the team goes to ALCS, but it's not their team. And then they go and do a rebuild basically after that. And people here were vicious towards them. They're very territorial here. They didn't like these Americans coming in. Alex Anthopoulos was a Canadian and was having success. And then these guys come in and, they're from the United States. And so you have to prove it. And it took them a very long time. The Vlad Guerrero era, they made the playoffs three times, but they didn't win a single playoff game, let alone a playoff series. These guys were entering, I think Mark was entering the last year of his contract this year. Ross next year, I believe, is the last year in his contract. So they're in pretty shaky ground. They finished last in the AL East last year, but that story's completely shifted now with this run. They're going to be fine. They're going to be here. They built something special. And like I said, it's a fun team to watch because of the way it's built, because of the way they put the ball in play and play good defense and, play baseball.
Anthony Kastrovitz, MLB.com, joining the fan hotline. Well, there's a lot of former Guardians floating around on the Blue Jays as well. It probably seems close to home on a chunk of them. The one that I've always had circled is Ernie Clement, who was a guy who, when he was in Cleveland here, everybody thought was just kind of a, not utility guy. You were hoping for the best, yeah. but the bat really never came around. And then so far in this series, it's clicked for him. What do you think has been the thing that has made it work for him after he's bounced around a bit?
Yeah, and Cleveland wasn't the only team to give up on him. I mean, the A's released him. And, this guy's been unbelievable. He's been on base, like, every time he comes to the plate. And it's October. He had a very good season for them, but his October's been on another level. And I think it's just another example of that. That's a guy who knows who he is, right? He doesn't try to hit for power. He's not trying. He can. He's got a little thump, but, you know, he's not trying to do that. He is trying to get the bat to the ball and make things happen. He perfectly fits the mold of someone who would have come out of Cleveland where they, you know, they point to Jose Ramirez and say, do that. I've really been impressed by him. I like his demeanor. I like his confidence. And he perfectly represents this Blue Jays club where, you know, they got a handful of guys like that who, you know, they're not big names by any means, but they really play well together. They have a very cohesive clubhouse.
All right, we got about a minute left here, my friend. What happens? Look into your crystal ball.
Yeah, I think we go 7. What would happen in Game 7? I don't know. I mean, you'd have a 41-year-old Max Scherzer on the mound for the Blue Jays, which could be fun. I just feel like Yamamoto forces Game 7, and then, I don't know, wake me up tomorrow, and I'll come up with a prediction for that. But that's my gut feeling for now. I just feel like this has been a great World Series, and I just feel like it deserves a Game 7.
God, I'm here for 41-year-old Max Scherzer on the mound in a Game 7 again.
That would be fun.
When that guy retires, I'm going to be so heartbroken.
All right. Anthony, I know we waited a long time. We scheduled this interview months ago, and for you to come through, yes, I totally appreciate you. we're looking forward to reading your stuff on MLB.com. Way to make Northeast Ohio proud, despite the fact we don't have anybody playing in this game, but that's all right.
Well, I got half the Blue Jays as Guardians roots, so there you go.
That'll work. All right. Thanks, and guys. Let's not forget the manager of the Dodgers once played here, right? I mean, Dave Roberts, we're good
that's
with
true.
That. Yeah, so. Yeah. All right, Anthony, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will talk to you soon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.